Of course, that is Phish here on 98.3 The Penguin with their song, The Line. If you don't know, that is a song, about some major pressure stepping up to the free throw line for young college player Darius Washington. You can certainly find out a little more about it online. Quite the story and all the pressure in a big, big game. And we have a guest that knows something, a little something about this kind of thing. I'm so happy to be able to welcome Coach Karen Barefoot, the new UNCW Women's Seahawks basketball coach, to the Bob King Igloo. Welcome.
Woohoo! Excited to be here.
We are so happy to have you joining you. Also, we have Gina Andrews from Atlantic Bay Mortgage. Welcome to you, Gina, as
Good
well.
Morning.
I got these two ladies. We could have a lot of fun together, I can tell. But we're going to try to stay focused here, and we're going to connect the dots in terms of why Atlantic Bay Mortgage is here and Coach Karen Barefoot and kind of what the connections are. So stay with us. It's our lucky privilege to get to shine our local voices spotlight on members of our community. So we'll start off talking hoops. You were enjoying that song?
I was kind of thinking that people don't understand when you come to a free throw line how much really pressure it is, and you just got to relax and, you know, block everything out, something that's not easy, especially at the end of the game.
And it's not a lot. It's a lot to block out.
It is.
A lot of noise and people waving and all that kind of stuff. So you are coming to UNCW. This is your first year. You said you just moved here 3 weeks ago. So you've been busy trying to make things happen. And you come from Old Dominion. You just spent 6 years coaching up there. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Atlantic Bay is owned by an alumnus of Old Dominion. So give everybody out there a little bit of how you got connected with them.
Well, I think it's about relationships. And, you know, when you're coaching, you just get a chance to be around great people. And in transition, I know a lot of people that use Atlantic Bay Mortgage and think very highly of them. They're great people. They treat you right. They care about you. They've been at the games. And so from then, we just had a connection. And I'm just so thankful and grateful to be a part of them.
I know Brian Holland is an Old Dominion alumnus, as I said, and has apparently been a big, big supporter of Old Dominion up there. That is where you guys are based.
We're based out of Virginia Beach.
Out of Virginia Beach, and also have an office here and lots of other offices. Gina, give everybody out there a little bit of an introduction of Atlantic Bay.
So Brian Holland is the owner, large supporter of college athletics with ODU, super passionate about his being an alumnus. So a large part of our goal as a company and strategically is, since I'm business development and marketing, a large part of that is to say, how do we put that money back into the communities that we're in? Not necessarily versus advertising. How do we build the industry that we're in? How do we better it, bring it to a different level, and hug our partners and communities? And that being the case, we were a huge supporter of Karen and ODU. So we were blessed enough that she came our way to Wilmington, and we just wanted to continue that support.
And, of course, Atlantic Bay, having been into college athletics and supporting ODU, having UNCW here, now that carries
a natural fit.
I know.
And largely, we're all a relationship business, correct? I mean, mortgages, realtors, everything is a relationship business. We're a huge community economic driver. Whether it's the housing base is always going to be a huge economic driver of a community. And we want to hug our alum. Our UNCW is a huge part of Wilmington, North Carolina. So we're excited for the partnership.
You know, I've never heard anybody talk about the connecting with the community and using the word hug.
I'm a hugger.
I'm with you. And I just love the way that you put that. And it really does sort of shine a different light on you all's personality at Atlantic Bay Mortgage.
Absolutely. Our company is largely focused. I've been in banking and financial services for over 15 years. The first company I've ever been with that practiced what they preached on relationships, doing right by your people, whether it be your team members, whether it be your community members. And we're proud of that. And I think we're the best kept secret in the mortgage industry.
Very nice. And Atlantic Bay is not new to the area. It's been around here for
a little over 2 years. We were here previously and before the bust, and just didn't grow like strategically like we wanted to. And we decided to step back, grow how we wanted to, and grew out our footprint in a different way, and then got back here. And we think the area is unbelievable. The opportunity is unbelievable. The opportunities they give for career are unbelievable. A shameless plug, I am looking for more mortgage bankers.
I'm sure there are people taking our number down right now. The studio line is 332-0983. Of course, you can find out more online at AtlanticBayMortgage.com.
Absolutely.
So a few years here in this market, but 20 years, is that what it is?
Yes. We were founded 20 years ago. We just celebrated our 20-year anniversary in Virginia Beach. So
high five.
It was amazing.
No doubt. That is tremendous. I mean, 20 years, especially through what all has happened in that 20 years.
Yes, because we've been through a lot of ups and downs, and the industry as a whole was a lot of ups and downs. So.
Yeah. You are listening to the voice of Gina Andrews. She's the business development manager with Atlantic Bay Mortgage. We also have UNCW Seahawks women's coach Karen Barefoot here with us. She is essentially part of the Atlantic Bay Mortgage family because of her history with Old Dominion, where Atlantic Bay Mortgage was started. Big supporters of her up there, and now they want to be big supporters of her in this community here at UNCW. We've got a little bit more with these lovely ladies coming up, but we'll hand it over first, appropriately, to Dawn Landis with Money in the Bank here on The Penguin. The beautiful voice of Dawn Landis here on 98.3 The Penguin. She's got Money in the Bank. That, you know, that's got to feel good. We've got Gina Andrews from Atlantic Bay Mortgage here with us, and Coach Karen Barefoot of the UNCW Women Seahawks, new to the area, joining us. We're shining our local voices spotlights on some great members of our community. Having Money in the Bank is certainly nice. It was a very appropriate one for us. Here as we're talking to Gina from Atlantic Bay. And in case you missed the first segment, of course, we always have these interviews with all the folks that come join us living up at PortCityDaily.com. You'll see the Local Voices tab and simply click that to recap any of these interviews that you may have missed if you're wanting to learn more about members of your community. But so let's kind of recap a little bit of Atlantic Bay, who Atlantic Bay is, and kind of your mission as a company here in this area.
So I mentioned I've been in banking financial services for over 15 years. We strive to help families, whatever that looks like it's going to be. So if we talked about specific stories, we can close loans at 580 credit scores. There are options for people to get into homes that maybe they think it's not an option. We're passionate about helping veterans. So we have a lot of VA programs. We do it and we do it well. It's probably one of our things we do better. And we're just, other than that, we've had situations for other independent mortgage bankers or other independent mortgage lenders where they were declined there. One of our famous things that just happened, it was a 1099 employee. So for people that don't know, that means somebody that's a contract worker. They were declined, and they were in Missouri. U-Haul packed up with a family of four, house sold, moving this way, told their house, their loan was declined and not closed.
Oh.
We got the call. My mortgage bankers have their own underwriter, so made a phone call. Can we make this happen? What can we do to make this happen? Because our kind of tag is, if it makes sense and we think it should happen, if it's the right thing to do, then we're going to try to find out how to make it happen. And we're very good at execution of that.
I mean, that's just tremendous. And as you said before, in your experience in this industry, since you've been in Atlantic Bay, it's really one of the first places, or the only place you've ever been that where the talk is really walked?
Yes, absolutely. So the last place I worked, I won't stay, but I went because they had awards on work-life balance. And I went and I was like, who gave out that award? and at Atlantic Bay, when I say we're the best kept secret as far as how we process and handle it for our clients. And in my opinion, my strong, very healthy opinion, we're the same way as for team members. That consistently, they're like, wow, we want to get the job done here and we want to do it right. So Karen and I were just talking. Relationships are everything. We're all in a relationship business. And to do the right, if you can bring it back to doing the right thing and how to execute that, then you've done the best you can do.
And of course, we have Coach Karen Barefoot in here. And that's in part why she's here, is her relationship with Atlantic Bay at Old Dominion, where she was before coming here to coach the Lady Seahawks, and just having that involvement with the community. Brian Holland, who started Atlantic Bay, again, if you missed the first segment, is an Old Dominion alumnus and believes very much, apparently, in supporting that. And you've experienced that firsthand.
Yeah, I mean, when you really think about, for me, I'm the women's basketball coach here at UNCW, but, you know, the words that Gina was talking about was passionate, team, family, support, execution. Those are things that I talk about every day within our program, and you want to do it the right way. And in the day, you just want to make an impact. You want people to feel good about themselves, and those relationships carry. And here I am coming from Old Dominion to UNCW, and it's family. You know, we're still family, and I've had great friends within the industry, and it's, you know, to me, that's everything.
Yeah, that's it's fantastic. And that is what we're all about here. So it's nice to get to share the story and shine. I mean, that's what just connecting the community is what it's all about, and helping everyone out. I got to say, if you guys to have a moment to go to Atlantic Bay's website, there's a video that, I mean, it had me in tears telling the story of the Tate family. It's just powerful. What is that like for you in your day-to-day business, being able to
do that? Well, anytime you know you got a family and a home. So we played Money in the Bank, right?
Yeah.
And I've been in banking long enough in all aspects of it. Lots of times for a large percentage of our population, and I won't say the stat right now because I'm not aware of it, but for a large percent of our population, moving from renting to owning, lots of time for less money. On a monthly basis, that is their money in the bank. That's their largest asset. That's going to be where their money lies in the end, their equity in their home. So I do think we change the world in our own way. And the more that you can spread that message, the better off that the world will be. So,
amen to that. And you'll also see on the Atlantic Bay website a community commitment stating their mission. And I guess there's a full-on Atlantic Bay Cares, separate arm of the business.
It is, AB Cares. So we strive, it's hard for, or it's a challenge anytime that you're a larger company or as you grow to your subsidiaries and your smaller places and your smaller outlying markets that are growing with you. How do you grow them strategically and do it right? And if our mission, if we're following the thread of us and AB Cares, that's where AB Cares comes in. So if we have a specific or, let's say I personally have a thing I fight for in my community, they want to know, tell us what that is, why, and how we can impact it for you and make sure that we're still touching the community, not just there to get from the community.
So clearly not just another mortgage group.
No, ma'am. I like to think we're the best that there is everywhere there is. So.
And how many locations, how many are, you're all over the seaboard, right?
I should probably know that. So we're all over the Eastern Seaboard. We have experienced some great growth, and we've been very fortunate. So if you think of us, I think we're licensed in over 30 states. Forgive me if I'm off one or two.
Right.
And we are mainly down the Eastern Seaboard, and we've stuck our toe in Texas. So I'm pretty happy about that. I would like some Cowboys tickets, Brian Holland.
She said she's a country girl, so that sits
That's right.
Well, it has been an absolute pleasure, ladies. I don't want to keep you all day, although, like I said, I know we could have lots of fun together. But thank you for what
you
are doing in our community. Both of you, thanks for coming to take care of our Lady Seahawks.
Thank you.
Coach Barefoot. And again, that was Gina Andrews, Business Development Manager with Atlantic Bay Mortgage Company. This interview will live in its entirety up at portcitydaily.com. And we're going to get right back to the business of getting down after this here on The Penguin.